You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, episode 37. Yeah, 37, episode 37. And today we're talking about this, Woman of Certainty. That's right, my dear. I'm talking to you, for you, about you, because of you, Woman of Certainty. Now, you may be saying to yourself right now, I don't feel so certain. That's okay, because I promise you, by the time we're done today, you will feel more certain. Can we get that agreement? Get the anticipation and the expectation up. Get your hopes up to have increased certainty. So as I was preparing today, and I was about to start recording the podcast, I went on and I pushed the red button like I do every time, and nothing's happening. Like, for 2 minutes, I'm trying to figure this out and nothing's happening. And all of a sudden I look down and I realize that my microphone isn't completely connected to my computer. It's not plugged in. And I was like, oh my goodness, what a beautiful example of the connection of certainty. Without certainty, my dear, it's like everything else kind of falls short. Things don't work because the reality is you could stand up, you could show up, you could speak up, and you will not be heard. Your microphone is not plugged in if you are not certain. So today's the day to get certain about what you do know, because that's the first step. People will say, I don't know. I'm not certain. And then I go, well, what are you certain about? Is there anything that you know about you? That's where certainty starts. It's that connection with your heart and soul, my dear. You must connect with your heart and soul. Now, I can't do that for you. Nobody else can do that for you. And a lot of times there are all these self-help, DIY, do-it-yourself, how-tos out there, and you can know exactly how to do all these things. But if you don't have that connection between your heart and your soul, and you're not connected to the knowing that you have within you, you will lack the certainty that's necessary to be heard and to actually live the life that you desire. So in the beginning here, I love words, and so I looked up the word certainty, and this is what it says about certainty: without a doubt. And then it uses the word certitude. I kind of like that. It's like an attitude of certainty. And this is what it says: freedom from doubt, especially in matters of faith or opinion, certainty. Now I'm going to look up the actual word certain, because this word certain and sure goes back, takes me way back to when I started my first book, Dr. Shannon Knows, The 12 Steps of Wealthy People, that's W-E-L-L-T-H-Y, How to Make Healthier Habit. And basically, the word certain and sure, they're pretty much kind of used interchangeably. I'm very sure about that. I'm very certain about that. Is I remember reading one time where it said that a trustworthy messenger brings healing. Isn't that beautiful? A trustworthy messenger brings healing. So I looked up the word trustworthy, and it said certain and sure. So somebody who is certain and sure actually brings healing. So if you're looking for healing in your life, even if it's healing in the area of your certainty, today's the day to be trustworthy. Are you worthy of your trust? What are you sure about? What are you confident about? Here's what it says about certain: free from doubt or reservation, sure. It said, sure. Established is true. Absolutely. Fixed, agreed upon. And yeah, here we go. Trustworthy. Love that. Trustworthy. So remember, a trustworthy messenger brings healing. You, my dear, are the greatest healer from within. Do you know that? You are a healer from within. And you've heard me talk about me being a healer, healing life coach, being a healer. That didn't happen with me trying to heal other people. It happened with me receiving the healing that was already available to me on the inside of me. And that's what I'm talking about today. If you desire to be certain, you must first make that connection between your heart and your soul. And then you get what you desire and what you believe in alignment. And let me tell you, mix it with the foundation of trust and truth, and you will be unstoppable. You will be certainly unstoppable. So number one, you have to have that connection between your head and your heart and your soul. And then next, you must get clear. Clarity is not only king, it's king and queen. And if you have the clarity and you have the certainty, you will be king of your domain. You will be king of your castle. You'll be king of your kingdom. And the kingdom that you're creating, the queendom, is that you are creating what you desire. It's your life. You know, God gave you a call in your life, gave you a purpose, put you here for a very specific mission at hand, and nobody else can fulfill that but you, my dear. So remember, you must get clear about that. And a lot of times we spend so much time thinking about what we don't know about it that we never really tap into what we do know about it. So when you're thinking about that connection between you, your heart, and your soul, and really connecting with who you are and getting clear about who you are, I'm going to encourage you today, get so clear about this and so committed to this that you pursue you and your heart and soul. You pursue your desires. Pursue to get to know her like never before. I remember the day like it was yesterday. You know, when I heard the voice of God ask me if I loved myself, and I sat there dumbfounded, not knowing what to say. And finally, just as I was about to respond, I heard, "Don't worry, I understand. Because in order to love you, you must know you. In order to know you, you must spend some time with you. You must spend time with you." And then I was like, "Well, then what?" And this is what I heard: date yourself. And I said, that's it. I'm going to fully commit 1,000% to dating myself, which really means to get to know myself, which would mean to you, get to know yourself, my dear. We spend so much of our time trying to get known by others, to get to know others, or to somehow be known, you know, like this social media kind of stuff, popularity, get to be known, get to be famous, all that. That's all ridiculous compared to getting to know you. If you don't know you, who's going to know you? If you don't receive you, how can you give you to anyone else? So am I making myself clear here? I could go on and on about this. I could start preaching about this. I know, because this is key. This is truth. This is, right now, I am the trustworthy messenger bringing you a certain and sure message that will bring healing if you receive this. So get clear about who you are, what you desire, and what you believe. Connect with your heart and soul. So you do that, then you get clear about it, right? And then three, this is so huge, confident. Get confident, like stand with confidence. Chest out, head up, chin up, head high, eyes straight ahead, and know that you know that you know it. Whatever it is that you know. You know, and people will say, but I don't know. Well, what do you know? Tap into that one thing that you do know. I remember going through some of the hardest times of my life. And literally, I remember it was the beginning of the workday. I was at my clinic, at my office. I was standing between my two adjusting tables, saying a prayer for the day like I did every single day. And that's what I do. Stand there. I say, thank you, Lord, for this blessing. You know, bless my hands as I use them as an instrument of healing. And I do what I do. But I remember it was life seemed so heavy and so big. I knelt down between the tables and I was crying. And I was like, Lord, I don't even know what to do. What to do? And I heard this, give thanks. So I said, you know what? I know I can give thanks for at least one thing. I decided to focus on one thing I was grateful for. And you know something? That one thing began to grow. And it was like everything began to shift. Like the tide started to turn. The boat started to make a big 180. And all of a sudden, I was going the direction that I desired instead of going the direction that I did not desire. So you, my dear, stand confident in the connection that you know something within your heart about you. You commit to knowing you like never before, knowing you like you know no one else, and don't wait for someone else to know you. You know you. Second, get clear about that. Get clear about your desires. Get clear about your truth and trust that and stand in that with a powerful certainty and confidence. And then number four, this is so huge. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I know. That is it. If you can just simply grab hold of that, that is so compelling. It's like when you feel that chemistry with someone and you're like, wow, it's exciting, but it feels a little uncomfortable, but it feels sort of comfortable and familiar, but you're not really able to explain it. This is you with your life. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I remember when I moved to New York City, not knowing anyone, showed up with a few suitcases and that was it. And I said, this is the deal. This is my city. I claimed it. To this day, I call it my city, not NYC, but MYC, my city. I claimed it, and every day I went out for what I called an adventure because I knew that there were a lot of things that I didn't know. But I did know this. I did know that I was going to show up, and I was going to continue on the journey of a lifetime, and I was going to look for the beauty in all things. And some days, it kicked my butt. Some days, I would go back to my apartment in tears because I had gotten on the wrong subway, went the wrong way, went the wrong direction, got lost, blah, blah. But you know what? I always find my way back home. And I remember thinking, you know what? Today's the day. Every morning when I get up, I'd say, today's the day. It's another adventure. And you know what? I eventually learned things that I didn't know. I started getting more comfortable. And every day I challenged myself to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. If you are going to learn, grow, and expand, you must get uncomfortable because honestly, it is uncomfortable because it's expanding your territory. It's expanding your horizons. And I believe that is what certainty is all about. And you know what? People will follow someone who's certain. I remember as a little girl, we used to go to my chiropractor, and he was always so certain. He knew exactly what to do, how to do it, and he knew no matter what was going on with us, whatever the symptom, he knew exactly where the cause was, and he went in and he would correct it. And I remember thinking, wow, someday when I'm a chiropractor, I'm going to have that same type of certainty. Well, you know what? Now I'm not only a chiropractor, not only adjusting the spine, but adjusting the heart and the soul, minds and spines. You know what I'm saying? Minds and spines adjust you to align with truth and being that trustworthy messenger. Are you being a trustworthy messenger that is sure and certain of who you are, why you're here, and what you're doing? And then get after it, my dear. You begin to act in that and with that certainty and watch what happens in your life. Wow, I know, I don't even think I've taken one breath this whole time, but this is so vital and so important. Would you be willing today to claim your certainty, even if it is a small stone that you stand on, a certainty? It will grow because you grow, my dear. So please grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and this is today's soul step. Write down exactly what you are sure of, what you are certain of, what you do know, even if it's a little bit, write it down and then make a commitment today to get to know that even more, to stand in that certainty, to grow in that certainty, and to walk and live in that certainty and watch what happens in your life. Man, I am so grateful that you came here today, that you listened, that you allowed me to speak into your heart and soul with such certainty. Because this is my life's journey, this is my life's call, this is my life's work, and I'm grateful to be a trustworthy messenger that brings a message of healing for you, heart and soul, so you can heal your life and your life's work. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Please share, comment, come on over to womensippingonlife.com, let me know how you're doing. Please subscribe if you haven't yet already done that in iTunes or Stitcher. And leave a rating and review. I'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.